Well, why don't we just start? Sarah, you want to call the roll, please? I'll call the meeting to order.
6:07. Ron Sherman.
Here.
Dan Lauber.
Here, I think.
Debbie.
Here.
Jim Flanagan.
Here.
Lydia Manning.
Here.
Barbara Merle is absent. Juan is absent. And Chairperson Vasquez.
Present. Thank you. Okay. It looks like, there's nobody in our meeting that, so I'm assuming there's no public comment unless someone submitted written comments. Sarah, do you know?
Not receive anything, so I
no. Okay. Okay. Then let's move on. The next item on the agenda would be to approve the minutes for our last meeting on July 14, 2021. I would entertain a motion to approve them.
I'll have a motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? If not, then let's call the roll. Sarah, please.
Ron Sherman.
Approve.
Dan?
Approve.
Debbie?
Approve.
Jim?
Approve.
Lydia?
Approve.
And Barbara's absent and Helen is absent. Chairperson Vasquez.
Approve. Thank you. Then the next agenda matter, my updates. I know the Interfamily Communities Collaborative did not meet. Lydia, do you have any updates on the Dementia Friendly Rare Forest Group?
Other than we have a meeting scheduled for, I forgot the month, August 23rd. At 1:30, we'll be convening and making some decisions about who's still on board and what our relationship with Oak Dementia Friendly Oak Park is going to look like. I sent out a survey to the action team just to kind of garner who's interested in what do people want to do, and then hopefully from there we will get back to work and move forward with training and certifying businesses and organizations in the fall.
Okay.
Depending, of course, but that's my hope.
Okay, thank you. Then the next item is, again, the old business. And I'm wondering if we can probably take them together since they're related, a discussion of the sample surveys and testing questions, and then our continued discussion consideration for approval of committee survey questions. Let me start off with thanking Jim for doing that collective analysis of the surveys that people contributed. Also, Dan, thank you. I know you were having internet problems, but thank you for your summary of the comments you received from the individuals you talked to who took the survey. And that was sent just earlier this afternoon with Dan's comments that he has. So it's open right now. Let me start off with Jim. Do you want to give some general comments about the general responses or?
Yeah, I when I was looking at, the survey itself, I thought what I wanted to do was ascertain, just kind of roughly understand kind of what was there. And here's kind of what I came back. Out of the 40 surveys that we have in our basket, 10 or 11 came back without those feedback forms.
Yeah.
Okay. So it really gave us 30 surveys that had feedback. Of the 30 that we got, 30 out of 30 said that the survey was understandable. Okay, they answered in the affirmative on the question. Four people said, only four people out of 40 took more than 10 minutes to take the survey.
Right.
Okay. I was going to say 30 out of 30 thought it was understandable. 23 out of 30 said that they didn't have any problem with any section or part of it. And then obviously what I, you know, I didn't start to quantify or look for correlation among the comments, other than I think that we, you know, it's pretty clear that the that we need a little purpose of the survey, and that we need that column that is you know, not understandable, you know, or not applicable or
not applicable. Yeah. Okay.
You know, the neutral column, I think, you know, mm-hmm. we can agree on that. But overall, I was fairly satisfied with what I saw. It's a small sample, but it's a sample nonetheless. So that's what I have.
Well, for a test, I think it got us what we wanted. Because I looked at the times also, Jim, and there were four outliers. There was a 4 minute and a 25 minute, and everybody else was pretty much 10 and under in terms of time of completion. And most of the comments that I read dealt with some of the questions where they should have been open-ended or allowed multiple choice. Like, what would you want to live in? Was the one that comes to mind, like condo, ADU, whatever the choices
were. Okay.
But I thought those were all very good, you know, observations. And so I think our little test, to get 40 of them, I think we did a great job.
I did too.
Okay. And anybody else with comments?
Well, I agree that we need to have some introduction, but if we do this the right way with a random sample, there would be a letter from the village president the week before the surveys are distributed that would explain the purpose of the survey and the importance of answering it. And then there would be a brief cover letter with the survey that would explain that as well. So I think we can meet that with that.
Okay.
Even with the survey saying at the beginning that if you're unsure, have no opinion, select neutral, there seemed to be a clear pattern that we probably need to have a not applicable column. And we may want to, it might be advisable to have consider having for some sections, if not all sections, a simple, very conversational one sentence introduction that says, now help us by telling us about your views on social participation or your views on housing or your views on communication. That just makes it a friendlier thing, and it doesn't take up a heck of a lot of space even in 14 point type.
And Dan, I did read your comments that you sent in the email, and I really liked your ideas about the intro sentence or so for each section. And several of the comments that I got back from I got six responses, also said we need an intro to explain why we're even doing this. So that backs up either the letter from Kathy or something of that sort.
Okay.
And, you know, in terms of being able to do a random sample, I think we will be able to do it. And the cost of actually the mailings and everything would probably be under $1,000. And I would think that if the village can find $60,000 to hire a lobbyist, they can find $1,000 to enable us to do the survey as a random sample.
Okay.
And, you know, there is a, obviously we'll eventually number all the questions, but we're in a couple of places where we had circle the answer. I think it would be prudent to change
that. Put a check
answer or whatever instead of introducing a new way of answering the question.
Yeah, those were good comments. They caught some inconsistencies that we can easily fix. And I think just putting a check mark, I think that's what we were suggesting, wasn't it, Rez?
Yes.
Yeah, put a check mark instead of a circle or something.
Correct.
Because if you're doing it online, you're going to be clicking anyway.
And we had a couple of people say they'd like a choice for how long they want to live in River Forest or how long they want to live in their home as long as we can. That was in a couple of people what Jim compiled and a couple of people that were in the additional ones that I sent you this afternoon, which isn't a problem to add. And then one person pointed out what Jim compiled that I think question 16 was asking two questions at once about printed and digital.
Yeah.
And that could easily be broken out. We obviously have enough time available to answer to break it into two questions.
Yeah, there were some good points there. Mm-hmm. There was another one that I think to back up, Dan, what you were saying. Remember we had neutral in the middle. Most of my respondents wanted something to the right-hand side that said, don't know, don't care, or not applicable.
Okay.
Probably not applicable, but
yeah.
I've got some real smart ass neighbors. So.
I'm surprised it didn't say couldn't give a care.
Well, there was that too.
We do have, I did notice from the compilation Jim put together that a number of people had didn't really know some of the housing terms, which is,
yeah.
I think the accessory dwelling unit granny flat is the most difficult one. Most people really haven't heard about it. I don't know what we do there explaining it because it's.
I mean, we could maybe add just a quick definition, you know, with a look right outside of the choice or under the question and just say, you know, just to define it.
But is that something that people generally don't know about?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
I mean, I think we're a unique crew because we think about this stuff often and talk about it. But if you ask the average person, they would probably figure it out. But I don't know that they would instantly say, oh, yeah, I don't know that it's common unless you're watching CBS Sunday morning or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask this group and Lydia and Jim. Is there another word we can use besides the definition, which I think is a good idea? Is there another word that we're missing that people would know or understand?
Are we talking about a granny flat being an in-law?
Yes.
Yeah, I used to call it a freestanding in-law suite.
Right.
Like, I don't know that that's not the technical term, but that might be something. Right. Resonates with
maybe
people.
It's like that's the term I know. I don't know granny flat.
Right.
In-law suite / accessory dwelling unit / granny flat.
Okay.
And that might be stretching it and be bad survey manners, but
I think your idea of one sentence definition might be the most effective tool to use.
Yeah,
sure. And Dan, I was suggesting both. In fact, including the definition, but also adding another term that people, if they're familiar with it, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
So.
And then you had in the compilation, as well as in some of the people I interviewed, survey 17, the type of home you would consider, change that to check all that apply.
Yeah.
And the question I want to pose is, would we want to check all that apply or would we want to rank them the ones that they would consider 1, 2, and 3 say?
Rank would probably be more helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, we just have to word it so they don't think they have to rank every single one of them.
Yeah, maybe rank the top 3 or something. I don't know, Dan, how you would do it.
Yeah, we can figure that out.
I have a quick question. Sure. The responses that we had, are they, I know that in the ones that I gave it to, everybody was older. Were there many of these that were in that 50-ish age, or do we know okay, there were, okay.
Yeah. Five of my 6 were to people under the age of 50.
Wow, that's good. Okay, I didn't research all that on that.
Yeah.
Responses.
Yeah, they were all of our neighbors.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two of my 5 were in their early 50s.
Good. And I'm not sure that everybody older understands what the term social services mean. That might.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that
Did we have any people in that indicate in that section that they had difficulty with any of the questions?
I just know kind of a couple of the responses I had from.
Someone did note that question 15 was oddly worded, and they suggested it be put in the same sort of style as 16 and 17.
Yeah, to make it positive, was that it?
Yeah, so it would be, it is easy for me to read signage and buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Then the question, there was someone objected to there being only three ethnicities listed at the end when there were actually, well, there were actually two, but it's basically to find out if you're Hispanic or not. I mean, it's done on surveys all the time. I rarely see a survey that goes listing all the all sorts of different ethnicities.
Yeah, we're not doing census data here.
Yeah. And we're not, you know, being so precise. So someone said, make the time spans 1 to 3 years, 4 to 7. That's irrelevant. We're basically trying to get some rough idea. We don't need to mess around. Right. And those will more closely align to what census data provides too.
Okay.
I do think it would behoove us at the end to just ask for, like, have a section for open feedback or comments. I think people get frustrated when they can't identify anything in a survey. So I don't know that it would hurt us to have an open-ended comment section.
I got that feedback too, Lydia, that people are like, some of these questions don't address everything I wanted to say or address. Right. And so I thought, why don't have a box that says other comments and they can add whatever they want as part of that. I'm thinking something along those lines.
So actually survey number 21 adds that each category, technology, social participation, et cetera, would benefit from an open-ended comment box. So that's a thought. I don't know if we could put that at the end of each section, but that'd be too long.
I think Lydia's idea of putting it at the end is a good place to put it, because they will have spent their time taking the survey, which they'll probably be trying to do as quickly as possible. They'll be totally invested, and that would be a good place for them to put additional comments. And what we might want to do is ask them to, for each additional comment, either specify the question they're adding to or the section that they're adding to.
I like that. We could say, do you have any comments regarding technology, social participation, whatever the sections are? Yeah.
Okay.
Did you all read this one about people are friendly, but they don't want to be your friend?
That was nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I had one person tell me that too. They said there are plenty of opportunities, but I don't take advantage of them because I'm reserved. I don't want to go out there meeting everybody. I'm like, okay. But that's similar to what Jim had. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
we did have one person in survey 30 who posed an interesting question. I don't know exactly how you handle it. It had to do with how long you've lived in River Forest. But they said, I lived here for 8 or 9 years, moved, came back, I've been here another 15 years. So I add them together. I mean, it's 1 out of 40 people. It's not likely going to be a problem for most people.
No, Dan, I read that too, and I thought, well, either you have no math skills or you're really fixated on how long you've lived here. And I was like, I'm going to ignore that one.
Yeah. But
when the comments are longer than the survey, you can start to throw some of it out.
Yeah. So...
yeah, this one was, I'm really curious who this was. I hope it's not anybody I know.
Yeah. Not
you know what I did when I got mine back? I didn't look at them because I didn't want to have any.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah.
The only thing I looked at was one married couple that did it that's going to have a fight because one of them wants to move out of here in 5 or 6 years. The other wants to live here as long as they possibly can.
Well.
Yeah.
Welcome to America.
Yeah.
I hope it's not a reflection of their relationship. But
I hate to interrupt Sarah, but
yeah.
Is somebody trying to join us by phone?
That's Helen, I believe.
Yeah, I'm on here.
That's Helen.
That's Helen. Okay. Helen or Sarah, did you know what time Helen joined? Okay. So for the record. Okay. And Helen, we started, I don't know what part you jumped in, but we were talking about some of the comments that we received in terms of the overall survey. So I don't know if you were listening or want to provide any comments to that.
No, I just got on, just started listening to that. So
Okay. All right. So
where do we go from here?
Yeah, how do we integrate these changes into the document then?
Okay. So
you agreed on.
Okay. I saw Sarah, were you taking notes on what to be adding? Okay. And for all I know, probably Sarah was already inputting that information.
But I did take that.
Assume what I can take here, and I'm looking at Sarah. Sarah, can you then, based on the notes, make the changes that people we agreed we would make on the survey? Okay, and then she can send around the revised survey to us. Next steps after that would be, okay, we're going to look at it and add the, obviously at the very end, the other comments and or maybe some additional language there, Sarah, too, that if they can be specific to a section and or number the question that they're referring to when they're making their comments, if it's relating to a question. I mean, you can paraphrase that if you like.
So I think there were, unless I misunderstood, I think there were two different options that were being considered. One was an open-ended question at the end of each section, or is it just one at the end of the entire survey?
I thought it was at the end of the survey.
Yes, okay. I think we all agreed at the end of the survey.
Right.
And then we were gonna add language, something along the lines that if they had any comments regarding a particular section and or question, they should highlight that in their comments. Go ahead.
Early on, we mentioned someone pointed out with question 16 is asking two different questions. They ask about printed and digital information. That needs to be broken down into two separate questions. And 15 needs to be turned positive.
Okay.
Were those the ones, Dan, where it should have been, it's easy for me to?
15 should be made, it's easy for me to re-sign it.
Yeah, okay.
And then 16 was asking about printed and digital, and those are two different ones.
Yeah, no, that was a good catch.
Okay.
Actually, 17 asks about printed and digital as well.
So the idea, the comment was breaking out printed and digital as two separate questions.
Yeah, so that'd be 17 and 16 would have to be broken out into two separate questions.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I got a question. In 24, dementia is capitalized. Is it supposed to be capitalized?
Oh, I got two questions that circled that also, or two responses rather.
What should be capitalized?
I see dementia capitalized. What about you, Lydia?
I see it capitalized. I mean, I think
it's the disease. It gets
labeled as a condition.
Oh, okay.
It's on the American Psychological Association guide for writing as capitalized or not, but I see it customarily capitalized.
Okay. So we should.
Sarah, you should also change those ones that are circled to have a line in front of them or box in front would make more sense. It'd be more with the rest of them and number the, you might as well go ahead and start numbering the rest of the questions.
Right.
And then are we in agreement to add to the questions about how much longer you would like to live in your current home and how much longer you'd like to continue to live in River Forest to add a fifth choice of as long as I can, something like that? Number of people brought that up.
And we did talk about that, Dan, and I'm not saying no to or yes yet, but I'm just recalling that I think the reason we didn't put that before, and we can change our mind, but is that we wanted to get a little more definition of as long as I can, could be 6 months, could be 10 years or 20 years. And I thought we wanted to get a better idea for them to focus on a number, so we know if it's short-term, long-term. That's what we talked about the last time, I thought, when we dealt with this question. So I don't know, I'm just throwing that to the group.
What if it's a compromise, we added one more, that so let's say we said 11 to 15 years, if you said 16 plus.
Or as long as I can.
Well, I think as long as you can is problematic because, like Rez said, it could mean 6 months or 16 years.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a dreamy. I love you forever, Ron.
I know you will, but yeah.
No, I just remember that. And so I'm just reminding the group why we landed without having that. So, I think we wanted to know not a specific number, but whether it's short-term, long-term, et cetera. But
Rez, I think you're right. We're looking at short-term versus long-term. If I were to take the survey, I would say less than 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would think 11 or more would sort of encompass as long as I can, but it's...
Yeah,
some people agree. Can take it very literally instead of... I guess we could leave it the way it is. And if people, I assume we're going to do one more test after we revise it and see if we get those kind of responses again with, using a different set of people.
And that's eventually where, once we're done making the comments, we can talk about what next steps are. And that's a possibility, Dan. But I want to make sure, are there any other changes to be made on the survey itself?
Well, actually, the question of what type of home you would consider moving to in River Forest would become what types of homes would you consider to moving to in River Forest? And then in parentheses, check all that.
One most desired, three least.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I see. Okay. Along those lines, you may want to change the boxes to align. I don't know. Or make the boxes larger.
And then are we still going to rank them or ask them to rank them, their choices? Okay.
Yeah, let's see how it works.
Okay. Okay.
It's easy to do with a paper survey. It's more work for an online one. To do the 1, 2, 3 or whatever.
Sarah, if we're talking about like electronic version of it, how hard would it be for people to rank like a 1, a 2, or a 3 if there's 3 choices, for example?
I don't know that it would be that difficult.
Okay.
Sarah, remember how that if you choose 1, it jumps to the top?
Yeah, I think it does the ranking for you. Like when you click on the choices,
if we're in SurveyMonkey, I don't know what we're in.
Yeah.
They're all similar, like in that regard.
Okay. So
doing the, like, once you select it, it
bounces to the top. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
It would.
And Lydia, when you. Oh, I said, Lydia, when you say it goes to the top, so when you say if people select, I mean, rank them by one, two, three, one will go to the top?
Yeah, it'll order it. It'll at least order it in our findings or in okay. our result printout. Yeah, just right. I did it today with SurveyMonkey for the dementia friendly thing, and it
okay.
fits, but it takes care of it for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. All right. All right. Any other suggestions on the actual survey itself?
I got a lot of thank yous. I mean, people okay. are grateful.
Yeah.
They wanted yeah. that we were interested in, that we were wanted to capture experiences and thoughts and opinions and mm-hmm. perspectives. And so I don't know that that quite came across in the comments, but like, in general conversation, I think people are grateful that we're right. doing this. So,
I agree. Yep. Yeah. Pleasantly surprised. Yep. Yeah.
All six of my respondents physically returned the survey, rang the doorbell, and spoke to me, and they were like, this is a very cool thing, you're trying to find out yeah. what people want and
wow. need. Yeah,
and these were yeah. as I said, they were my neighbors, generally younger folks
mm-hmm.
at least than me,
right,
and most of you
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ron, that's got to be a lot of the population here in River Forest.
It's not.
Oh, well, that hurt.
Yeah.
I, you laid it out there. It's summertime softball season.
I make a move yeah. that Jim Flanagan be flagged.
They fired Ron? Fired from the committee?
Yeah, so. Fire me.
God.
Ban his Twitter account.
But going to Ron's comment, I had the same experience. So the five people I right. had, I gave it to them. Some of them I emailed. Because they said, email it to me. So I did, but they brought it back. They printed it out and brought it back to give it to me. And then we talked about it, or they provided me their comments. Okay. So I thought it was good.
Now, if we want with the next one to have them be able to just do it on their computer, we could turn this into a form with fields very easily.
Yeah.
Where they could just check the field, the boxes.
Okay.
I actually had one person who converted it to Word, answered it, then converted it back to PDF.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Those are it. So, okay. So if we're done with the actual survey, let's touch what I think Dan suggested. Once we get the revised survey, do we want to try and with another set of pilots and pilot with another group of people?
You know, I understand, Dan, what you're thinking. I'm not sure how we select another group of people, because we'd be doing it, what, online?
No, they could just be emailed the survey. Whether we do make it so they can fill it out as a form and then just mail it back, or do it the way we did it this time, I think we would be very prudent to get it, run it by at least 20 people, just to make sure we've got everything absolutely clear enough and the changes we make work for people. It's a prudent thing to do.
I'm just not sure how we do that.
Well, you could do it the same way we did this, or we, you know, convert into a PDF form where you're able to just check the stuff yeah. and email it back.
We'll just have to dig deeper into our, you know, friends and constituency to get the surveys done and turned around. Here's an opportunity, and I don't know if we can take advantage of it.
We could.
If we do this second round, then we miss, or we could use this as the opportunity to test it, and that is on August 24th. The Rotary sponsors the food truck rally in River Forest.
Yes.
And you'll have hundreds of River Forest residents out there.
I had the same thought, Jim.
It'd be really nice if this survey were up and running. I'd be at the table with my laptop letting people take the survey all day long. And
or you could just give them a printed copy to take right mm-hmm. there.
Sure. Sure.
That's true too. Okay.
You know, and I think so that's a tremendous opportunity. You know, I think if we're willing to you know, I mean, I'd be willing, you know, as this gets done and we're trying to do this, just, you know, stop at a, you know, at the, when the soccer people are out there, you know, and it's sure. all the families with the soccer kids, go and pass a bunch out, really get out there, boots on the ground, looking at the condo owners that we know, all right. these naturally occurring retirement communities around us. Excellent. Okay. To, you know, put people in charge of the 30 surveys in their building and see what they can get back in, you know, a week to 10 days. Okay. That takes, you know, that takes contacts and work in the contacts.
Have we decided on next steps in terms of how we're disseminating the survey and how we're achieving randomized sampling and if we're consulting, contracting a group, or do we have?
We have not finalized that discussion. I know we introduced it, and it's still on our agenda as well to have a discussion on it, but I didn't know if we were done with it and if we're still going to do another round, it looks like, then we can talk about it. But we have to answer your question, Lydia, we didn't finalize that discussion.
Well, and I'm also wondering if we do contract with someone to do the randomized sampling for us, is it unreasonable to think that they would do that second look through to make sure that the survey is all copacetic?
Is that, well, what? I guess that I thought maybe that would be a different question. By that I mean is, I take it if we're gonna engage someone to mail it out or send it out, I'm not sure if they'd be the right group that would actually review the survey and make comments on it. Yeah,
I almost what the level of expertise was.
Yeah, I almost wanted to make sure that we're comfortable with that final product before it even gets out to anyone. So
if can we work backwards for a second?
Sure.
So are we supposed to have our product ready by October?
That was the at the end of the day, but the product was going to be with a recommendation plan. We're not going to get to it, and I'll explain why. Because I think the idea of coming up with a recommended plan for the village would have been after receiving all of the survey responses and to do this needs assessment, and then to come to the village and saying, based on all the responses as they're tabulated, we're recommending the following. And so I just don't see us making October, but if we wanna, you know, obviously we wanna make sure we get this right. So if we want a second round of these questions, then I say, let's do it. I can get an extension of that October date. Once we have the final survey, then we'll have a better position to be able to plan what the next steps are and how and timing of all that. So
this was, I don't think this
Rez.
Was.
I was just going to ask Rez or Jim. So with what Jim's talking about as far as distributing the survey, is that for another sample, or would those people that get that then subsequently receive it again once it's been tweaked or changed or what have you?
As I understand it, Helen, this is Rez, as I understand it, this would be another pilot group to see how they react to the questions. It wouldn't be ready to go out to the public, but it would be another small group that would look at this revision based on the earlier comments we received from round one, and then see what comments they would have.
Then we need to tell these folks that they're part of our pilot test.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did.
The first group that I gave the five to, I told them this was a pilot.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that, you know, based yeah, on the comments, too. There will be a revision. And they said, right. Oh, so I'll get another one. I said, eventually, yes.
Right.
Collect the comments. So.
A question. How quickly do we think we might be able to get the revisions done? And, you know, Dan, you said you wanted to see at least 20. You know, it wasn't that painful to collect these. Could we,
right.
Can we turn this around in a week and move forward, or 10 days?
Okay.
Jim, I'd like to suggest that Sarah put together a revision. We all take a look at it and get any feedback to her to fine tune it. And then once that's ready, it could, you know, we should allow a 10-day period for us to get our samples.
Well, and let me add another challenge to this is that Sarah's going on vacation on Friday till the end of the month. So if we, Sarah can get the revised draft based on our discussion today, I don't know, Sarah, by tomorrow or when do you think? Okay, I'm looking at her. She's giving me the look that's like, rest sure, it's easy for you to do that. And I guess, so what I'm saying then, if she gets it out to us in the morning, can we all look at it quickly so that if we have, particularly if we have changes to get back to her so that she can then tweak it. And so we get it before she leaves on Friday. And then that way we can have the 10 days starting from that day. We just need to get back to her before she leaves on Friday. That's all.
Okay. And whatever you get done, Sarah, by Friday, that's what we're going to live with. And we wish you a wonderful trip.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have internet access where you're going?
No.
My hardest answer I've heard in years.
And no cell phone access either, would you believe it?
No bars.
Smart move.
Off grid.
Smart move.
Yeah. So, but I think, you know, so if we can do that, that'd be great. And so that's all. I just want to make sure we get all of our feedback tomorrow so that she can, you know, she can get it all, you know, ramped up and give us a final draft so that we can then do it and work on 10 days with our stuff. So let me step back a little bit. So I heard 10 days, not a problem. I can do it. Sounds like most of us can do it as well. But I also heard, Jim, earlier you said about August the 24th. Is that still something you want, or, you know, do we focus on that, or everybody just get five? And then, you know, I wanted to see how that, what you're thinking of for August the 24th, is that still in the picture? Or do we just everyone work on getting five more? And of course, the other question I have is it five totally new people?
It should be new people. I don't think we need five. I think if we each got three.
Okay.
Two or okay. three. And I think, okay. you know, I say I could name that tune in 5 days.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And that's true too. If we're talking about three people, I can get that in.
Right. I feel like this, the 24th is either an opportunity to test the survey, promote the survey, get the survey going. It's rare that we have events like that in River Forest.
Okay.
We can definitely promote it. I mean, we could have a table and with a handbill saying, you know, I guess it's randomized. You don't want to bait people that we're not doing it. But, I mean, we could generate some awareness around it.
Okay.
Just to let them know.
I can stay at the table with Jim.
Maybe, you know, maybe we get that letter from Kathy.
Right.
That's what we're doing.
Well, and it could be various aging related initiatives in the village, right? I mean, they're, you know, township could put some literature out. We could have some literature out about age friendly, dementia friendly could have something. I mean, it could just be a little bit of.
The township will have a table there. And I know there's people from senior services staffing it.
Okay.
So.
And Jim, is this during the day? August 24th is a Tuesday.
It's
like
four.
Yeah, it's three Saturday, or four to nine.
I think it's the 28th, right?
Oh, the 28th. That would make sense. Saturday.
Yeah.
Rodeo, right? Is that what you're talking about? The food truck rodeo?
I was looking at the 2019 date. Sorry.
Okay. That makes sense because I thought, boy, a Tuesday, that's a little odd because I thought they did on a Saturday. Okay. Okay. So it's on the 28th. All right. Okay.
Yeah. I would like to send out to, so Sarah can focus on what she's doing. Rez, I assume, can send things out to the committee while Sarah's gone.
Yeah.
I'd like to send you just to give people an idea of what the cover letters and postcards are like for a random sample, what we use with Naperville, just to give you an idea of what goes into those.
Okay.
So we have some idea. I also will check with David Orr, the former county clerk. I'd like to find out what the registration rate is in River Forest for voter registration. If it's something really high, like 90% or more, I think we could accurately draw a random sample from the registered voters. The voter registration lists include the age. And I think we could maybe even get a spreadsheet from the county that would make it really easy to put together the universe from which we take a sample, and then we just take a sampling rule. Okay. Say every fifth name or whatever in within the age.
Okay. So Dandy, can you get that, or?
I'll check with David about that.
Okay, great. Okay.
Otherwise, Sarah had put together a list of a number of possible sources that we could use to assemble a sample, which we can also look at as an alternative.
Okay. All right. So what I'm hearing is Dan, send me the samples of what Naperville did or whatever. I'll work on drafting a letter, the cover letter that's going to go to the survey. Sarah, you're going to finalize, well, I shouldn't say the word finalize. You're going to remake the revisions to the survey so that you can send it out to the committee, and everybody please look at it, give any feedback to Sarah so that she can make these any changes before she leaves this week. And then that would be the sample that she'll send out, and that would be the sample we're going to be working with for the second round of the pilot, so to speak, and get looking for three new people to test it. Each of us would be okay. Then you can send me that. Send me the as you get your responses. And by the way, can we use the same cover sheet with the four questions that we used on the first round? Okay. Like understandable, that type of
thing.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good. And then, so as everyone completes them, send them to me, and then I'll put them together and try to do a job like what Sarah did in a Dropbox. I'll have to take a remedial class on that, but I'll work it out. I'll figure it out and get that to you. And then,
Chris, I offer to help you and Sarah with that while she's gone.
Okay.
I'm pretty adept at that.
Oh, okay, cool.
And Rez, I can make you an editor for the Dropbox, so you can just
use
the
link.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, terrific. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I guess you know what, Sarah, probably because is that Dropbox, I can create a folder so that this first survey we can label as, you know, pilot one versus pilot two. Okay. Okay. All right. Any other comments? Otherwise, reserve on the 28th, 3 o'clock, we'll get a final time on that. But it sounds like at least Ron, Jim will be there manning the table. Okay. Okay. All right. That sounds good. All right. Then, any other thoughts about the actual survey or the follow up on pilot two?
So after we get pilot two back, what's next?
Well, that's what I want to get to, which is the next agenda, which is discussion regarding the survey distribution. I think we're going to get there because I'm assuming once we get pilot two, if there are any comments, we'll do that round again, meaning, Jim, I know you did this summary on it, so I'm not going to stick you with that. If you're going to be sitting at the table, maybe.
Oh, well, I'm happy to do the summary again. I mean,
great. Okay, then. If that's the case, if you can do a summary then. So for the next meeting, if you do the summary collecting just like you did this fire pilot, then we make final decisions on any comments that we get from that level. And then we can finalize any discussions regarding how we get it distributed. And we can, that's going to be under new business as well. So we can start talking about that after this, before we have, but knowing that maybe, you know, I don't know if it's going to change with pilot two responses, but we can talk about that. So if we're done with the discussion on the actual survey, we can go into new business, which is discussion regarding the survey distribution.
Hey, Res, just a question. What's the return date for everyone for this, for their samples? We said 5 days.
Okay.
Just so we're all on the same page here. So if I get everything out to everyone, the final second pilot on
So assuming we're going to get the final survey for us to work with on this Friday, then originally we said 10 days, but then when we said if we each get three, it'll probably be less. What's everyone comfortable with? A week? Meaning, so if we get it Friday, the following Friday, we should have all our samples back?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to?
27th.
Actually, the 27th or the 20th? Because so the 20th, you get me all of your three samples. And then, so we're working on the 20th. And then,
okay.
Jim, you'll do the summary.
I can have that done on Monday, the 23rd.
Okay, the 23rd. Okay.
Jim, we may not need to do the table then at the food truck thing.
Well, if the survey is finalized, you know, we might not, Ron. If we can't, if we don't meet as a group and talk about the results of the 23rd.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. When's our next scheduled meeting?
Our next would be on the 8th, September 8th. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sarah? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That is the next. Scheduled. One, certainly move that if we need to.
I guess, well, here, I mean, depending on what people want to do, I mean, technically that's the night we've been meeting monthly, but we can, assuming you get on the 23rd, we could try to schedule a meeting on the 24th, 25th, if need be, before the 28th, if you want to talk about the comments.
I'd be willing to do that.
Only issue, and sorry, I will be out of town, and I'm just not sure what kind of capacity other staff
people have
to help facilitate the meeting.
Okay.
And okay. I'll be out of town.
Outside the Zoom window.
Yeah, I'll be out of town also.
Oh, you'll be out of town too. So that was the other question I had, because when we tried this, then we didn't have a quorum in between our regular monthly meetings. So. Right. So that was going to be the next one. If we tried scheduling that, if people were going to be available,
Well, if we use this distribution methodology that Dan's talking about off the voter rolls, then we don't need, you know, to be at the food truck rally for other than for awareness, you know?
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, so we're talking then on the 23rd, we'll at least get all the information or the survey. You'll have the summary by the 23rd?
Yeah, we'll just do it the day. I mean, Monday weekend on Monday morning, go to
work,
you know.
Okay. And so our next meeting will be on the 8th. Okay. All right. And then so I know Sarah put together a memo of the, you know, the various types of distribution, if we want to go to that discussion. And we did, there was the option of a Survey Monkey, obviously an electronic version going out, obviously also having hard copies available. And we can also probably try to work with the River Forest Township, the River Forest Library to have copies. Well, we'll have the materials there too. To inform people that they can do it online, and that can be part of the cover letter as well. They can be online or take it the hard copy, but and give us And so we can collect the hard copy. I'm just throwing out ideas, not to, and then mailing, doing mailings, like what Dan said, once he, hopefully we'll get that list from Orr, and then we can send that out as well, hard copy. We'll obviously advertise it in the village's newsletter, e-loop, and we got social media too in the village, right? That we can advertise it there and promote it a couple times.
Article in Wednesday Journal, Forest Leaves.
I think there's some confusion, guys.
Okay.
A random sample is a strict random sample. Any promotion we do is not to get people outside the sample to take the survey. The sample's got to be from the universe, a random sample from the universe that we have and stuck to it strictly. We do not want to get into a position where we got people taking it, being a self-selective sample.
Good point. Yeah.
Okay.
But we could use it as a PR opportunity to talk about the work that we've done and what we're doing, explain that it's a random sample. Not everybody will be contacted, but to look for the results and to look for the forthcoming report that's illustrative of what we're doing. Just as that way, if people do get in the randomized sample, maybe they will have seen it and then they're more inclined to fill it out.
Yeah, that's
okay. So, speaking of randomized samples, how many of you got a FEMA alert at 1:20 p.m. this afternoon?
Was that the test of the emergency warning system?
It was the test of the new emergency alert system.
We got, my wife and I both got on our cell phones with a very obnoxious, loud, irritating warning,
which I guess was the idea.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be loud and obnoxious and get your attention. Like, oh my God, something bad's happening.
But to answer your question, Ron, I have my work cell and my personal cell. I got that obnoxious message on my work cell. And then on the personal cell, I had something earlier from Cook County, but that was earlier on. It was just giving me a text, but it didn't give me the that awful sound like our business phone.
The reason I asked is because I wanted to apologize because I'm the person who helped set this up almost a year ago.
Okay.
Nice work, Ron.
Yeah. Okay. So the perfection. Okay. Helen, I'm not picking on you, but since you're, yeah. I can't see you, I didn't know if you wanted to say something.
No, I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah. Feel free, Helen, if there's something you want to say, just say, hey, hello.
Okay. Oh, I will. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Okay, no problem. So good. So then basically what we're talking about is choosing the social media newsletter then just to promote the fact that we have this survey and to see, you know, if you receive it, please respond to it, et cetera. But we're going to be structuring the mailing or the survey to go to the random sample that based on the mailing. And I'm assuming, Dan, you're talking about the list that you possibly, if you get from David Orr, that would be considered the random sample?
No, that would be the universe.
Okay, that'd be the universe.
Draw a random sample.
Okay.
And then, Dan, what we would pick from that, like every five or something?
Yeah, something like
that. Okay, I got you. Okay.
Or you could just put it up on a wall and throw darts at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a more fun way of doing it.
Okay. All right. Okay. And Dan, if you can get, and this is if, I am not saying you have to, but if you can, will you know by September 8th if you're able to get that list from David Orr and the timing of it?
Yeah, well, it's not going to be from him. He's not my clerk anymore, but we're doing a...
his office.
We're doing a webinar together on something else, and he should know if that's available, and he'll tell me who to talk to at the county clerk's office to get the information. I know that the list, the printed list we get the DPOP get Democratic Party of Oak Park gets for canvassing has the age of each voter on them. Okay. Yeah, for the presidential election too, out in the other suburbs. So it does have the age.
Okay.
You know, the key is what's the registration rate in River Forest.
Okay. Sarah?
Dan, just to go back to your earlier comment about the village spending money on the random sample, what are you envisioning there? Like,
well, the first class is 58 cents now. We're probably talking about under $1,000.
Okay, so just in terms of actually just mailing it.
Yeah, I mean, there's the cost of printing it and envelopes and such, but postage is going to be under $1,000.
Can I ask a question about the ultimately, this has all got to be digitized. So is our goal going to be to, I mean, I would think if I got a postcard in the mail, your village needs you, you've been selected in this random sample, go to this website, it'll take less than 10 minutes to take this thing. If you do not have access to the website, call this number, that'll be Ron's cell, and we will mail you a copy.
No, I think we have to include the printed survey in the mailings. I think that's vital.
You think,
but remember who we're dealing with.
Response rate?
Pardon?
You think that'll kill response? That
Every extra step they have to take reduces response rates. We want to make this as simple as possible, as easy to do as possible.
So what I'm hearing, if I'm hearing correctly, is you're saying then a hard copy should be mailed to all the random sample individuals, but
a far more expensive proposition. And then we have to have the manpower to convert every one of those paper surveys, i.e. Sarah, into the digital system.
Yeah, we're not talking about a huge number of surveys.
Yeah, we're talking about 400 or 500.
No, we don't need to do 400 or 500 for a village of this size. For Naperville, a population of 120,000, all we needed to do was a universe of about 300 or 400 to have a statistically significant samples.
So what are you saying in River Forest we need to
I wouldn't go over 300 for the sample.
That's responsive.
That's survey sent out.
Survey, that's total survey sent out. Surveys received.
Yeah, surveys received. If we do it right, we'll probably get over 200.
And Dan?
More than enough for a statistically valid sample in a town of 11,000.
So Dan?
Sarah, okay. I can work for you for free. I can do all the work.
I can work.
Coding is not difficult.
Yeah, see, Dan,
I'm kidding about this.
I can work.
Okay. And well, I have this question. So when we mail it to everybody, do we also give the individuals the opportunity to do it online, or is it only hard copy?
We've got to think about that.
I personally would be more apt to open up my phone, go to a website, rather than pull out the 8-pager that we have, read it, check the boxes, put it back in the mail, then get it over to the post office or in the green box in front of Village Hall. I think easier is the internet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So for some people, my experience working with people with computers of all ages, especially older people, is they are not that comfortable with the internet, particularly people over 70. It's kind of spooky, but
I mean, remember our average age of the sample is going to be probably age 60. Those people are all computer literate. If we're going 40 to
Everyone over 60 is computer literate, you're living in an alternative universe. Really, it's.
No, I live in the River Village, River Forest, where people are extremely computer literate. Look at this, the responses that we got on the last round of surveys, and look at any correlation to age. People are in this community seem to be very well connected and using the technology.
Well, it's what. We don't have to decide this now. Let's get this a little bit more mature. Let me talk to some people I know in surveying, see what they have to say. Because and Dan, survey is not necessarily as, I mean, I've done some and it's complicated. But you know, a hybrid might work. I don't know. Let's find.
Well, that's what I was almost suggesting, Dan, is that for those who don't like uncomfortable with technology, but for those that are, shouldn't we just let them log in and take the electronic survey and, versus absolutely. A hard copy, it would make it easier for some to do it that way. And I understand the hard copy because I do understand there might be individuals out there that are saying, no, I don't want, I feel more comfortable with, the simple pen and paper type of thing.
As long as we can keep track of who's responding electronically, it might be feasible. The reason we have to keep track of is we don't want to start spend time and money reminding people to do the survey if they've already done the survey. And a key thing to getting that response rate up high is reminding them to do the survey and sending them multiple surveys over about a 6-week period.
That's which we're not going to do by paper.
Well, it works by paper. I'll check a little bit to see how well it works online.
Yeah, good. Yeah, please do, because my 90-year-old mother-in-law is moving in with us tomorrow. Res, much as your situation is now.
Yes, mine is 93.
Oh, okay. And she has an iPad and sends emails and goes out and photographs stupid things and sends them to her friends. And most of them are of her feet.
So it must be very intriguing feet.
Well, she does, but she's also very comfortable at 90 doing online stuff. Okay. Now, I admit she's an outlier.
Right.
Just made the case. Let's talk. Okay. I'll talk to.
Let's figure it out.
Filming and talk to some people.
Okay. So obviously we have options. So we have options. So okay. Is there anything else on distribution on that discussion? And I'm not closing it forever. I'm just saying for today. Okay. If not, then. Let's see. The next meeting is. Is there any other comments? I guess I should say before under new business. Those were the items that I had regarding the survey and distribution. Any other topics? If not, the next meeting is on September 8th. And just to confirm, our new time is 6. Is 6 p.m. still good with everybody? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Good. Because then maybe we'll just. Make it a little earlier, 6 p.m. and from now on. Okay. Unless there's anything more, I think we can adjourn. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, second. Lydia, Dan, seconds. Second. Let's go to roll call.
Ron Sherman.
Approved.
Dan Lauber.
Aye.
Debbie Frederick.
Approved.
Jim Flanagan.
Approved.
Lydia Manning.
Approved.
Barbara Merle is absent. Helen? Helen Kwan?
Helen?
That's one abstain.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's one abstention. Okay.
Chairperson Vasquez.
Yes, I agree. Okay. Again, well, thank you all. Good meeting. And then please, when Sarah sends out the revision, get comments back to her right away so she can send the final one for this week for pilot 2. And then we can work on that. Okay.
Can I make a final comment, Rez?
Yes.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Sarah.
Enjoy your vacation.
Yes.
Yes,
I will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay.
Take care, everyone.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.